With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If I were a Houston Texans fan, and I've listened a good bit to 610, our sister station down there in Houston this week, if I were a Houston Texans fan, as much as it's all about Deshaun Watson, as much as it's all about J.J. Watt, I'd be sitting there thinking to myself, my God, how did we let a superstar get away as DeAndre Hopkins racks up targets again, on pace for another 200-target season this year, but in Arizona, helping the Cardinals off to a 2-0 start rather than in Houston with the Texans. If I'm a Texans fan, I'm still trying to shake away the cobwebs of how we let our head coach slash GM get rid of our most potent weapon on offense.
You just put it, okay, I think you put the second part is the most important part to the first part. The first part happened. The second part is most important. Why is Bill O'Brien able to play Bill Belichick in Houston? Why is he that? Again, I'm not complaining because I'm a Steeler fan. Let the Houston Texans be the Houston Texans. But what has Bill O'Brien proven? Like, if I was a Houston Texans fan, I would be furious. Not necessarily because of the moves he made, but yeah, the moves he made. But that someone in power, the McNair family there, allows him to be the general manager and the coach with, I don't think, a background to back that up. You're a football coach. That's what you are. You're not a guy who is a general manager. Like, what in Bill O'Brien's background tells you that he should be the general manager of a football program anywhere? And that's what I don't get. And to give him that power, and it seems like all the things you read, Chris, it's pretty much unilateral power. He wanted that going in, and they gave it to him. I mean, this guy has no executive background other than there in Houston. He was a wide receivers coach with the Patriots. He was the quarterbacks coach with the Patriots. He was the OC. Then he was the head coach at Penn State. He was a college coach before that. Hey, more power to you, but they're letting this guy dig the hole.
Yeah, and it's pretty deep at this point. The one thing I always get from people in Houston when I talk to them about their perception of the Texans is, yeah, but there's always an excuse. And the excuse this year is going to be, well, we traded our number one wide receiver when you didn't have to and you didn't get enough. I mean, if you're trading your really game-changing number one wide receiver, one of the best three receivers in the league probably, you better get the whole ranch back in exchange. And what did they get? They got an injury-prone running back. That's it. That's all. That's the list.
And the guy went to Arizona and has 11 catches a game already this year. Like,
he's on pace for another record-breaking season. And so you're watching that happen if you're a Texans fan. You're watching your offense struggle to put points on the board because you don't have the weapons you need around Deshaun Watson, on top of the fact that your offensive line isn't that good. And that's what brings me to my question about this weekend's game. As it relates to this entire conversation, Colin, we end up asking ourselves, how in the world did the Steelers lose this weekend?
Yeah, a breakdown. Again, this isn't a football team in the Houston Texans. They don't have it in them. They don't have it in them to go on. You're not going to hear Ian Eagle and, what's his name that's Ian Eagle's partner that just moved over from Fox? Charles Davis, right?
Charles Davis, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be doing that game. I believe he's Ian Eagle's partner. He replaced Dan Fouts, right? So he would be on that crew. You're not going to hear those two guys say, okay, here's Houston capping off a 16-play, 84-yard drive against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So when you ask what can beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, it's this. A defensive touchdown, a short field, and or a big defensive lapse from the Steelers that leads to a big play. They're not going to chain move. That's not happening.
But it almost feels like you need to have all of those things tumble into place if you're the Texans.
A David Carr
you
game,
need,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, you need to have the big play on offense that you didn't expect to get that hits a breakdown in the Steelers' D. You need to get a big turnover at a certain point in the second half. I mean, you need to have all those things fall into place, which is kind of why it's crazy to me that this is only a four-point spread, but we can get to that later. I don't see – the Steelers losing this game is the kind of thing that sets them all the way back from winning the first two. You know, this is an opportunity to keep the positive momentum going forward. It's a slightly better team than the team you played last week, which was a better team than the team you played in week one. You're naturally building up and ramping up this progression toward, you know, the difficult part of your schedule when you've got to go to Tennessee next weekend. And then 3 weeks after that, you got to go to Baltimore. This is your chance again to start 2-0 is really good. Regardless of who you beat. To start 3-0, that sets you off on a path towards being able to compete with the Ravens, possibly for the division title down the line. This would be a terrible loss if they lost to the Texans somehow this weekend. That's what it comes down to.
We're there. I'm there already on Friday. I'm pronouncing it a terrible loss if it happens. I don't think it's going to happen. It would be. It would be a Tomlin special. And I don't think it's going to happen.
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminding you to text responsibly. How do the Steelers lose this one on Sunday, given everything we just talked about for both teams? And what's the best way for them to start on offense? We each have our own ideas, and they're somewhat disparate. They're somewhat different, and I think we could each go through them. We've talked about them all week. How do we get the Steelers' offense going a little bit earlier in this one than they have in each of the first 2 weeks? That coming up next on the Fan Morning Show. What's the best way to get this Steelers' offense going early against the Texans? Get some points on the board right out of the gate. I went over some of the numbers earlier this week, Colin, where Ben Roethlisberger has been somewhat slow to start, 9 of 16 in the first quarter between both games for 101 yards. And the rest of the game, he's just been fantastic once he's gotten going. That no-huddle drive at the end of the second quarter against the Giants in the two-minute drill, the no-huddle drive, most of it was in no-huddle. The second drive of the third quarter against Denver seemed to get him in a groove and get him moving, finding a rhythm with his wide receivers. And so I'd like to see them come right out of the gate with that on Sunday against the Texans. But then there's multiple ways to get this offense going, maybe.
See, I think this is a real crossroad. And this might be a point where you and I disagree. I could see both ways. Actually, I don't know if there's a right answer. My answer would be this. I think DeCastro is that great of a football player. I really do. Mm-hmm. I think he's the best football player the Pittsburgh Steelers have. And I would run the football until Houston stopped me. I think that there is a better chance of the Steelers allowing a short field, allowing an interception, something like, look, I know how dynamic this receiving core is. I've seen all the stories about it. I watch them with my own eyes. I know they have the potential to run past everybody from the Houston Texans. But I think it could do wonders, and I think that it might soften things up for later in the game in case you needed it to establish that run and go behind that right side and just beat the hell out of that Houston front if you can and try that early. I abandon ship pretty quickly and get into that rhythmic passing game if I can. I come out in that first drive, though, and I try to run over that right side and see what I can make.
Yeah, it's hard to argue against the fact that this offense should be able to find a running game a whole lot earlier and a whole lot more consistently with David DeCastro back. I can't argue with that point because, as you said, he's arguably the most important member on the offensive side of the ball not named Ben. So it's hard to not want to just let him get out there and punch
dudes in the mouth
and road
rate. But I won't argue with you if you say, I want to go no huddle. I want to get it out. The weaponry Ben has, and let's take this, as far as a bunch of receivers and a collection of receivers, has he ever had this much in terms of volume? I don't think so, Chris.
No, he's got plenty of places to spread the ball out to, you know, and especially if it sounds like even though Juju didn't practice yesterday, he should be healthy. It sounds like even though Deontay Johnson's got a banged up toe or foot or whatever it is, he should be healthy. You've got Ebron still you're trying to work into the mix. I'd love to see that. I just would love to see them try to get him in a rhythm right off the bat. And then once you got some points on the board, then you really start to grind him down on the ground and shorten the game, really. And look, no one's looking to try and sneak out of there with a win on Sunday. You should beat the Texans, but it becomes a whole lot easier if you can get points on the board early and then really beat them up in the run game.
See, my thought is you run the run game. Here comes the play action to Juju for 51 yards and a touchdown. And that happens.
You know what's – you know, you say that, and it makes a ton of sense, Colin, but we still haven't seen – I don't think – we haven't seen them use play action the way we thought it might get instilled into the offense this offseason. We still haven't seen – and maybe that's because they haven't really had great success with the running game early in ball games. I think it's going to be interesting to see what they do this Sunday because they want to establish the ground with DeCastro back in there, but it's also really important to get Ben going in a rhythm early. Either way, if this offense gets points right out of the gate, it makes the uphill climb for the Texans even bigger, even more difficult. That much we can definitely agree on.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.